listener production. From geek cups to sippy cups, these boys fill them all. It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Well, I would say happy Wednesday to you, but something happened on today's show, which for me doesn't seem that happy.
No, mates, you should be absolutely thrilled.
No.
That, you know, this show is packed with big names, all of whom are only here because of how much we care about you.
Don't you start, okay? I walked into the meeting, fresh-faced, smile on my face.
Walked into the meeting. Mate, you sent us a text today. Sorry, can't join the meeting, driving with the fam. This is the kind, okay. If you miss meetings, what else is going
to
happen,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, but you didn't need to decide on what happens next, all right? Just listen to what happens in this all next right. segment, because this is what happens. You miss one meeting and suddenly everything changes. Everything changes.
Right, that is happening. There's also great conversations. You told us about why you were running down the middle of a Sydney street the other day.
Yeah, that's right. I also witnessed an Easter miracle. Right. So we are going to dive into that as well. Let's look. It's not all tough conversations. It's fun stuff as well. This is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
All right, Matt, it says here on the rundown that we are starting off with International Convention.
Oh, okay. What's the International Convention? Because, I mean, if I Google International Convention, there's things like International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. You know, there's really serious stuff that if everyone's going to convene internationally, you'd want to be talking some pretty big stuff.
Exactly right. And today we are going to be doing an international convention by removing a national con.
Oh, no. Wait. This isn't
the national con that we're going to be removing from Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Oh, no.
Is the segment Name That Thing.
No!
Which leaves us with an intervention. Matt, you've been very strong on a long time that this segment needs to continue, but your friends and your family and your listeners are all here. Bron is here. Link, our editor, is here. I'm here. And we all want to let you know that we love you.
No.
But, look, this is the response that most people give.
No, listen to me.
When you give an intervention.
No. Listen,
but we
just
need
let me talk.
To have a
let
talk.
Let me talk for 1 second.
Well, yeah, just have a sit down here on the couch, okay?
Yes.
Would you like a glass of water or anything?
Just listen to me, please. I have something to say. I have thought about this too, okay? And you have not given Name That Thing a chance.
We've given it many chances.
You have not received enough unsolicited emails.
Too many people are hurt by your behavior, Matt. You're affecting a lot of us.
Can you?
And we know you aren't meaning to do this, but we really need you to think of all of us.
Listen to me. When I was an unemployed actor and I used to sit at home every single day, guess what? I'm happy to admit this now, but I didn't like Huey. Okay, I didn't like him. I just
From Huey's Cooking Adventures.
I thought his recipes were bland. I just thought that he was kind of a bit, you know, too pleasantish and not really, you know, edgy enough. I just thought that's it. But guess what? I didn't work enough for that period of time that I got to watch Huey every day and I got to know him and understand him and love him and realize that he is a great cook. Okay?
Matt, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. And understand that you are having some big feelings right now, but it's not just me and Bron and Link and a few of our listeners who need to talk to you about this. We've actually got a few others who wanna say a couple of things, if that's okay.
You got a tape? Is that you got a message?
Well, let's go to the tape.
Oh my god!
Hey Matt, it's Husey here, and you know I love you. You know that, and this feedback comes from a place of love. Man, it's time to end Name That Thing. All good things come to an end, and all bad things should come to an end quicker. It happens, you know. Michael Jordan missed a lot of shots. You've missed this one. Move on. It's done.
Hey, Matt. It's Darcy Moore here, mate, your favourite AFL player. To your credit, you've persisted. You've shown real dogged determination to make Name That Tang really happen. But please, for the love of God, move on.
G'day, Matt. Sam Kavanagh here, head of Listener Entertainment Podcasts, of which, as you know, Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast is a part of. Mate, I'm going to need to ask you to stop with Name That Thang. It's not only your reputation that you need to consider, it's also my reputation.
Oh, Kine, it's Bridget Hussway. Man, you know I love you. You're so funny, but I feel like I'm Regina George talking to Gretchen Wiener here. Stop trying to make Name That Thang a thing. It's like fetch, bro. It's not going to happen.
Hey, Matt, it's Lewis Hobber here. I'm not angry, but I am worried about you. Is it the fact that you already had a segment called Drop That Coin and this is just a sad spin-off? Like, this isn't Frasier. This is Joey. This is bad.
Is this your favourite and handsome comedian Ming here? And this is nothing personal, man. I love you, man. But you need to stop with that Naming That Tang. You know what I'm saying? The content that people want is the footage of my performance at the 1,000th show. Why is this taking so long to download, man?
Some very strong emotional words from some friends and family there. Matt, how are you feeling about receiving this feedback?
You know, I, and this is not a word of a lie. This morning I was thinking, like, I felt like this was coming. And so I thought, well, what if we do a segment called Guess That Number? And I Googled the number 8 and I just wanted to see what stories came from the number 8. And I thought there might be.
Mate, we've got to.
I'm
mean,
not
this
joking.
Is,
I actually did that this morning.
I know. And most people, when their drug of choice has been taken away from them, move to the next one. But we need you to go cold turkey here, mate. We need you to come back to the light and just start your life afresh, mate. Can't we do that, man? Can't we get back to it, man?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for, if we can all take a breath, thank you for getting through that. We all do love. Please send through your messages of support to Matt O'Kine, who we, you know, let him know how much we appreciate, love and appreciate him. He's got good segments in him. I know that. We know that. We've seen that, Matt.
Just nah, thanks,
we
man.
Just need the word "dat" removed.
Okay.
Do you reckon you'll be okay to go on with the rest of the show?
Yeah, man. Let's do that. Well, I know it's a couple of days has passed, but we've forgotten to give Bron an absolute standing ovation for her April Fools.
I came late to Bron's April Fools prank.
Yeah. Do you know what? It happened. So this is what unfolded, right? I'm in Sydney planning a big day out on holiday with my family. You know, I'm thinking, oh, we might catch a ferry to Manly. We might go to the Museum of Contemporary Art. Then I get this WhatsApp message in our group chat. Bron, see everyone today, right?
Get for your topics show. Through.
Yeah, for the show. And my heart just dropped. I said, what? But it's Easter. We're not recording Easter Monday, are we?
Have I missed something?
I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Belle. We might have to like can today. She's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, no, I've just got this message. I think I've misread something. Like, I thought we would have today off as well, but we might have to do a pod. And then I'm calling you, Bron, and go straight to voicemail.
That was an accident. I was in the shower when I was getting calls and messages from you.
Yeah, Matt. Bron fires off an April Fool's prank, then puts the phone down, gets in the shower, just walks away from the explosion.
Exactly.
I came back to my phone. I saw like messages and a missed call. I was like, oh my God, this has gone too far.
I just had to make sure. And then, of course, turns out you're the original prankster. Very funny, Bron. Wasn't the only one that you tried to set off, though, was it?
Well, we're not the only victims. I mean, I didn't get caught by it. That's the beauty of not having my notifications for WhatsApp on.
Oh, come on. That's the beauty of it being the middle of Melbourne Comedy Festival, where it is. I would be so surprised if you got up before double digits, honestly.
Bro, we put on some karaoke the other night. I was home at about 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not going to be up bright and early to be reading these morning texts. Anyways, Bron, who else did you try?
So I tried a couple group chats. I sent one because we had planned to do something for, like, to catch up after Easter and just hang out with some friends at a pub. And I was like, oh, sorry, guys, can't make it today. But then no one replied. So I was like, someone replies so I can say April Fools. I'll definitely be there today. And then I didn't.
Wait, so that was on you. You're pranking them that you weren't going to be able to make it.
Yeah, but I was going.
And no one cared.
And no one
cared. That's brutal. I think prank's on you, Bron. You played yourself.
Literally.
It was a very fun Easter break for everyone who, who participated in it. I had an Easter miracle. I haven't told you guys about this.
Easter miracle?
Yes, I know.
Well, I mean when you're making the call Easter miracle, you're up against some big competition, i.e. someone coming back from the dead. So I better hope that this miracle is up in that realm
if you're going to call
it a big miracle.
Can I say that I would put someone coming back from the dead as more likely than what happened to me over Easter,
wow.
All right? And that is me, Belinda, me, the family, we all decided to visit Sydney, go see some relos, some friends. You know, we lived there for so long, mm-hmm. been missing everyone, decided to go back to Sydney. Now, I decided to drive, okay?
The Brisbane to Sydney drive.
Yes. Belinda and Sophia did the fly.
Well, then.
But we wanted a car when we were there. I was happy. I mean, when you're a parent, you're happy for 8 hours of just nothing time. So I was like, trust me, I'll drive. It's fine. And
I'll
so,
bring the car down so when we're in Sydney, we could drive around. Then I'll drop you at the airport and then drive back?
Well, no, we drove back. We drove back through Port Macquarie, stayed the night, had a time, etc. Yeah, that was the other main reason. We wanted to stop off on the way home.
Okay.
So anyways, we look at the hotel parking, right? Now, just hazard a guess as to how much hotel parking costs in Sydney CBD per night.
I think I literally paid $160 one time, not knowing.
What? For one night?
For a night. My room had an ensuite. The car's car park did not have its own ensuite. I should have booked him another room and just driven through the lobby into the actual one-bedroom suite.
Well, okay, so it was $62 a night. We were staying for a few nights. It was going to be like $200, $250, right?
For the car park for 2 nights.
Yeah, well, no, $62 a night. We went a bit earlier, so we're going to stay for like 4 nights total. It's going to be $248.
Okay.
Right? We're thinking I just can't justify it. Like, of course you can afford it, but I just cannot justify it.
At that point, you may as well buy one. Oh, wait, they're about $250,000 to buy
exactly.
a car park in Sydney.
So then the other option is we go for the you can enter once and only exit once for the 4 days.
Oh.
But you can't use the car at all while you're there, and it's going
to
cost.
Does it cost a lot to bring the boom gate up and down? What is? Shouldn't it be cheaper if you're out of the space for the day? What's the go here?
So anyways, it was going to cost $132 if we did that way. So then we decide, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go and try and find a no limit, no ticket car park, car space in the middle of Sydney. And Alex
Dyson. You start Googling or you just get in the car and start driving?
I was on there, was like this parking map app that you could get that shows like every single different type. And the amount of, like, when you hit just free parking and all, like, no limit, in the whole Sydney, like for, I'm talking from Bondi to Glebe kind of radius, there's about, there's the tiniest little gaps in that map. But Daiso, man, I zoomed in the middle of Surrey Hills in what is probably the only stretch of about 8 spaces that you can get street side in all of inner Sydney, landed it. And parked there for 4 whole days, didn't move. My car was covered in absolute garbage by the time I got back.
Ibis droppings.
Yeah. Sydney has got some trees that drop some stuff, my dude. And I tell you what, it was covered, but I don't care.
How much was the car wash? $130?
Yeah. Well, I didn't even want to take it out after I got the space. I was like, well, there's no point in taking it for a drive anyway. I'm going to keep it here because we might lose this space. So I just stayed there for 4 days on the street, didn't get broken into, covered in crust, doesn't matter, Easter miracle.
Sensational. Oh, you've done very, very well there, sir. And we asked you, what was your Easter miracle?
Yeah, that's right. Tash said, my nana not making a condescending or racist comment all day. Okay.
Praise the Lord for that.
No, we all know what it's like, you know. To have the family member that every time they open the mouth, you're like, just don't say anything inappropriate.
Not sure about that.
Chloe said, I lost my laptop on a tram and it got returned in perfect condition 48 hours later.
Oh, that is a good Easter.
That sure is. That is a miracle. Did I tell you about my phone?
When? Recently?
I didn't tell you.
No.
Oh, okay. I got to tell you.
All right. Is that coming up next?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
All right.
Bronte as well said, my dog fell out of our third story apartment window and walked away with only 2 little cuts. Oh my God.
A dog falling 3 stories. Jeez, I've seen cats like jumping off like the top of a telephone pole or something and like using their skin flaps like a sugar glider and then hitting the ground and running off. But I don't know if a dog's that elegant.
No.
One time I picked up a friend's sausage dog and gave it a pat. And because I was used to cats, like I bent down, but I didn't put it all the way on the ground and just sort of let it go from about 10 centimeters off the ground and it face planted. And I felt really horrible. So a dog at 3 stories up. Oh, man, that is a miracle.
Your friend's dog looked like my sausage sizzle that time at Bunnings when I dropped it and asked for a refund.
Little bit.
Hopefully the dog is 2 little cuts. That's a miracle. That is an Easter miracle. We're Matt and Alex. Let's move on with the show. So I got some new pants, Daiso.
Woohoo! Yeah. Look at him, new pants boy.
I know. Because you and I, we don't buy clothes often.
No, it is actually quite rare. It's a Hayley's Comet situation for me if I go and purchase pants. I was emceeing a gig, got some pants from that. The pants I'm currently wearing are pants I got when you and I had to do a photo shoot for All Day Breakfast about 3 years ago.
And you kept the pants?
And then they're like, they buy pants from cheap places and they go, oh, I've got some different options for you both. Put them on. And at the end, what are you doing these? Like, then we're not doing anything. You can take them. I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet. All right. Took them.
Bro, that is pretty much why I never buy clothes either. And the only reason why I bought new pants is because I was going to be on a TV show and they were like BYO wardrobe. I was like, oh, man. So I bought like all these different pairs of clothes and kept the tags on them. Because afterwards, even when I was on the show, I just kept the tag on. I was going to pop it back, right?
Like, no. Like, you take the pants back to the shop after you've worn them on TV.
I mean, am I not supposed to admit that? Yeah, of course. Have you... Mate, I've worn them on TV. I can't wear them again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think the shop can sell them again either.
Oh, mate, come on. The shops can sell all sorts of things. As long as the tags are on, you haven't spilt anything on them, they're fine. You know, you've just tried them on for a little bit longer. It's all right.
What acting role were you in? What TV thing were you in?
I don't want to talk about it because now you'll know and someone will reverse engineer and find out where the piece of clothing was from.
If you are watching Matt on TV, just to keep an eye out for a tag on his pants. They could be heading back to the store for a full refund. What do you say to them after they go, what was the issue with the pants?
When I did that, it was for a jacket. Man, they got a 30-day return. I'm not going to keep wearing something that I've already worn on TV. It always looks weird. I've done it before. And then people like see the TV show, then see me in real life and be like, are you just being your character now? Like, so anyways, I got the pants, but I ripped the tag off the new pants, okay? Because I was like, you know what? I like these pants.
Okay.
Wore them for the show. I was like, I like these. I'm going to keep these. So okay. I rip off the tag.
So the very also, rare.
Wait, can I just say, this doesn't happen very often, Daiso. I will say that.
All right.
Once every now and then I'll do this.
I only believe that because you don't get many acting gigs. not because you wouldn't do it if you got more.
So anyways, I tear the tag off the pants. I wear them out with some friends for the first time. And while I'm at this, like, we just went to like a sort of family-friendly restaurant-y sort of place.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm sitting down near the kids' playground area, my phone drops out of my pocket. And
I'm like, oh, pants.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying. So yep. I pop the phone back in, having a bit more of a chat. A few minutes later, I hear this thump. I'm like, oh, phone's dropped out of my pocket. Suddenly I realize after just pulling a tag off these pockets, I got shallow pockets.
Oh, no.
I got pants with shallow pockets, man.
That's one of the worst fates that can befall a person, shallow pocket pant.
I know. And as soon as I'd taken the tag off, I thought, I didn't foresee this. Because when I was filming, I didn't have to put my phone in my pocket. But now, real life, you know, real life scenarios, I did. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to have to be careful of that. That's what I thought. I'm going to have to be careful of that. Yep. So I'm catching the bus to work the next day.
Let me guess. You're not standing up holding the above.
No.
The above hanger.
No, I'm sitting down. Play a bit of chess while I'm, you know, waiting for my bus stop. And I think I'm bored of this. I'm just going to pop my phone back in my pocket. Ding my stop. I get up. And as soon as I step foot on the pavement outside the bus, I go, oh, my phone. Okay. I'm patting my pockets. Then yep. It's not there. I'm checking my bag. It's not there. I'm looking on the ground. It's not there. The bus starts driving away. At this point, I start chasing it. Right. Now, you've got to understand what
athletics carnival.
You've got to understand what this looks like. Me, literally, it's changing lanes, like, because it had to go and turn right. So I'm going from footpath. I am running.
So you don't have even a single left stop, you know, a few hundred meters up. You can try and make it to in time.
I am literally running down the middle of the road here. Okay?
And people are like, geez, that's a bit weird. Matt O'Kine running in the middle of the road. Also, haven't I seen him wear those pants on TV?
I've got my hands up. I'm waving. I got my backpack on. Like, screaming for this bus. And I'm running down the middle of the road. I'm praying that no one has seen me. Because it's. I mean, I've done a lot of career-ending things, Daiso. But I don't think you can come back from this. If the TikTok came out.
Yep.
And then I get to the intersection. I do that thing where you're just at the bus, and I'm like, go to whack it on the back of the bus. I'm almost hitting the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waving in the window and everything. And then green light, it goes.
Going into the distance.
Oh, and then I had to call. And then I had to,
bus line company.
Yeah, the Brisbane City Council. And I said they can't talk to the driver while the bus is driving. And then I had to wait. I can't intercept it anyway because we don't know what bus is going to turn into, blah, blah, blah. Then they had to return. They do all of the bus lost property back to one central location, which is then only then can they contact the people who have gotten it.
Well, that's if someone hasn't sat in your seat and thought, score.
Exactly. Bell's calling it like 15 times.
Yeah.
No one's picking up. At least it's still ringing. Anyway, I finally get it back. But it took a day.
How'd you get it back? Through the lost property?
Yeah, they messaged me and said, your phone has been found. It is safe.
Oh, wow.
But you'll have to pick it up tomorrow afternoon. And you know what? Once I found out my phone was safe, but I simply could not access it for 24 hours, I was loving life. Honestly.
And you would have been so smug about it. People told you, like, actually, I'm an off-grid kind of guy. Yeah, like,
exactly.
You guys ruining your attention span.
You literally can't contact me. And I've got no option to be talked to in any way. I can't do it. I'm so sorry. I lost my phone. And I thought, the rest of the day, I was like, could I just blow up my phone? Mm. Like, can I just be that guy that just goes, it doesn't work anymore? So I don't know. Let us know. Let us know if you've ever just gone, you know what? I am done.
That was me with Twitter when it got hacked.
Oh, yeah. And then you're just like,
oh, well, crypto scammers can have it.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking this could be a new life. Maybe I should lose my phone more often. Maybe
yeah,
these pants are a...
Mate, I'm happy to. Next time we catch up, hand me your phone. I'll put it on a bus or a tram or a train. Just send it off into the wilderness.
For a few days.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it on a
cruise
ship. You know what I mean? So it's got a couple of weeks.
That's it. And it brings us to the end of another episode of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Thank you very much for joining us.
And until tomorrow, I hope you have a good one. Bye-bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.